Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan. Keith, first of all, a point apiece on Friday night between Harps and Dundalk. Tunde to the fore again for Harps. He's really found his goal scoring form, hasn't he?
He has indeed. He's absolutely flying at the minute. You know, he's just, you can see it in his play and his movement and, you know, his goal scoring form over the last couple of months. Like, he truly is a man in form, and, you know, he picked up two goals again there on Friday night. You could see the quality in the goals. You know, the first one coming there, you know, he's taken a ball into the box and he's taken his first touch away from the defenders, and, you know, the goals don't move like they always say, and he's just, without even looking, he's just swivel, turn and hit it, you know, and it's found the back of the net, and, you know, it give Harps, I suppose, a deserving enough lead against the Dundalk side, and where both teams, you know, probably both teams really wanted to win the game. It was important that neither team lost the game. And I suppose a point apiece is maybe a fair enough reflection on the game, that I suppose Harps, you know, going ahead and, you know, not looking in any real danger until it's really the hour mark, and then, you know, two quick goals from Dundalk. You know, a brilliant free kick from Mickey Duffy. You know, he's curled it into the top corner. You know, beating Jared Doherty at his near post, which he won't be happy with it at all. Like, and then, you know, Shane McElhinney getting the wrong side of Paddy Coogan there, you know, bringing him down, and, you know, he got those feet and converted from the spot to give them a lead of 2-1. And then, you know, that man that we're just talking about again, Tony Old Abbey, you know, he's Harps on the counter attack, and he's got, you know, they just put a ball into the corner and he chased it, and, you know, terrific pace again, you know, to break away from the Dundalk centre backs and to cut inside. And, you know, we've seen that goal so often from over the last couple of weeks. He's, you know, stood the defender up, he's just moved it slightly, and he smashed it across the keeper into the far corner, which is a brilliant goal, one of the best goals that I've seen there, you know, well, from his collection over the last couple of weeks, to be fair. But no, it was a fantastic night for him, and I suppose a point, as I say, is probably a fair reflection on the game.
Yeah, you mentioned that both sides would have preferred the 3 points, but which manager do you think would have been happier with the point then?
I'd say, I suppose, because Harps have that couple of points lead on them, you know, that I'd say Ollie would have been happy with the point in the end, you know, especially maybe going 2-1 down, you know, to get back into the game the way they did, you know, kind of straight away almost. I'd say they'll be the happier with it. You know, you saw the changes that he made, you know, bringing on another centre half with Siddiqui there near the end. You know, he's kind of, you know, I suppose, showing things up and, you know, kind of nullifying the threat that Dundalk have and the quality that they have. But then again, you know, he did bring on Adam Foley right at the, with a couple of minutes to go, you know, so they were maybe making that final push, and maybe if they had got a couple of balls in the box to cause that suspect Dundalk backline, you know, a bit of angst near the end. But no, I'd say Ollie will be the happy. You know, you see Benny Paris coming out at the end, and, you know, he's making a couple of excuses about, you know, the pitch and all that there. So, no, I think by the sounds of it all, he'd be the happier.
Yeah, so Harps' next game isn't until the 15th of October. They take on Waterford, as Drogheda had some under-21 call-ups. Who does this break suit?
I suppose it would suit Harps. You know, they've had a lot of games there recently, and, you know, any sort of, you know, knocks and things like that there, I think the break will do them no harm at all. It's a massive game for Harps, it's a massive game for Waterford as well. Obviously, they'll want to get that relegation spot. And, you know, it is so tight down there. You know, we see that the bottom three are just separated by a couple of points, you know, by 4 points, or the bottom four, actually, by a couple of points. Harps up to 6 now as well. So it's a game that, you know, Harps will be really, I suppose, getting everybody geared up towards, making sure everyone's right. But it'll be a tough encounter as well, because we know Waterford, you know, have been excellent over the last couple of months as well.
Yeah, and then as a player, Keith, would you prefer now to go on out and play next week, or would you be glad of the break after so many matches in quick succession?
Well, I suppose, you know, you sort of have to look around the camp and see how everybody's feeling. You know, on the inside, they'll know that better themselves. You know, Harps do have good momentum, you know, and they don't seem to fear anybody, you know, anybody in the league. You know, their form has been so good. I guess, as I said, it depends on the feeling in the camp. Yes, momentum is great, and you want to go out and play, and, you know, try and right the wrongs from the week before. But, you know, it is nice to get a rest as well, and, you know, to just, as I say, to tidy up any wee knocks or niggles that people might be feeling, and, you know, get everybody fresh and getting everybody focused heading down to Waterford.
Yeah, touched on Drogheda there. They conceded in the 94th minute to lose against St Pat's. How will they be feeling looking below them and seeing just 4 points between themselves and Waterford are in the relegation playoff spot?
Yeah, I suppose you can sort of bring them into the conversation now again for, you know, for that sort of relegation playoff spot. You know, you think that they did enough against Pats and Alfie Lewis with a cracking strike from the edge of the box in the 94th minute to give them all 3 points. You know, Pats needed that one as well to sort of keep the pressure on Rovers at the top of the league. But yeah, Drogheda unfortunately now are sort of dragged into the mix, dragged into the conversation, as we say. So they'll have to get themselves organised and get themselves back to winning ways if they're to avoid that relegation zone.
And then the other game on Friday night saw Derry beaten 2-1 by Shamrock Rovers. Will Derry be disappointed they conceded just 13 minutes after taking the lead?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it was a great header from Danny Lafferty to put them ahead just after 5 minutes. You know, but they'll, you know, they have to maybe, they'll be looking to secure European football for next year. It's going to be massive for them. You know, we talked about the investment that's going to be going to the club. We talked about the players that they're going to be bringing in. You know, I thought that maybe they should have got, you know, a point would have been a great result for them up there. You know, as I say, you know, Bowes hot on their heels, just a point behind them now in the league with a game in hand, albeit the game in hand is the Dublin Derby against Shamrock Rovers. So, yeah, it's very tight at both ends of the league. You know, that European football, that, you know, that third, that fourth, that fifth position is really up for grabs, as it is in the relegation zone where we're just not sure which team is going to end up there.
Yeah, it's exciting on both ends of the table for sure. Then moving on to Saturday night and the games played then, Waterford picked up a point against Sligo Rovers. They're not giving any of the teams above them a chance to take a breath in the relegation battle, are they?
No, they are not. You know, everyone, I suppose, after the week's results, you know, withdraws for Waterford and Dundalk and Harps, you know, it's kind of as you were. No one's really gained anything on anybody. You were hoping maybe Sligo would have done us a bit of a favour in that one, you know, going ahead in the stroke of half time with a clever back heel from Andy Wright to put them one up, and then Waterford getting back into it early in the second half, you know, like they do, like over so many weeks with that young, you know, attacking side that they have. A point of peace there. Sligo again, you know, hanging on to that third spot like they have done, you know, for most of the second part of the season. You know, really indifferent form for them, you know, winning 1 week and then mightn't win for a couple of weeks. But yet again, they hold that spot, and, you know, on 46 points, you know, 2 points ahead of Derry. Sorry, 4 points ahead of Derry. You know, they'll be looking over their shoulder as well. And I see it just seems to be a two-horse race at the minute for first and second.
Yeah, and finally, Keith, Donegal's Georgie Kelly, he netted twice as Bowes beat Longford 4-1. How big of a win was that for Bowes after losing their last two?
Yeah, it was massive, and I suppose, you know, when you're struggling for a bit of form in terms of Bowes, who, as they have lost their last couple, you know, maybe going to the basement side in Longford would be potential banana skin scene, because I suppose they were sweating it, but going 1-0 down to Longford down there. But then, you know, Georgie getting a brace there, first one from the penalty spot, either side of Tyke Wilson, a free kick again, was a cracking goal, and then young Jamie Mullen coming on at the end and scoring fourth for Bowes. But yeah, no, that was an important one for them. As I say, that game in hand is going to be massive for Bowes if they're going to be making that push for European football next year.
Yeah, as mentioned, it's going to be a really exciting end to the season. Keith, thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport.